It's 3:51. This is Patty Peach with a WCKG News update. A federal judge in Chicago today ordered the state of Illinois to comply with the motor voter law. U.S. Attorney General Janet Reno has sued Illinois and three other states to make them obey the federal law. The 1993 National Voter Registration Act requires all states to provide voter registration through the driver's license process through the mail and at state social service office. Today, federal judge Milton Shador offered the state and other defendants to act promptly to designate a chief election official to see that Illinois' responsibility under the act are met. A spokesman for the Illinois Attorney General Jim Ryan says the office won't decide whether to appeal until after it sees the ruling. Students looking for summer jobs don't have to check the want ads and wear out the shoe leather anymore. Now they can look for work the high-tech way. There are job postings on the Internet, the Worldwide Computer Network. Petersons, the leading publisher of educational information, says it's providing lists of available summer college programs and job information. The job info is available on the portion of the Internet known as the World Wide Web. And police in Toledo, Ohio say they know who killed Big Boy. The chubby burger mascot was taken from in front of a restaurant earlier this month and hacked to pieces. Parts of Big Boy were found scattered all over town. Now officers say they've cracked the Big Boy caper. Police say eight men, most of them college students, have admitted that they did in the fiberglass fellow. They face criminal mischief charges. Why did they do it? Well, when a Big Boy ate says they were bored. Big Boy manager Dave Nelson says he hopes the crime doesn't inspire other Big Boy killers. In sports, Michael Jordan says he had a pretty good game Tuesday night in New York. Jordan scored 55 points, the highest total in the NBA this season. And Chicago edged the Knicks out 113-111. And taking a look at the weather, well, we've got some of those light rain, drizzle kind of things continuing throughout the morning. Low should stay in the middle 30s. And cloudy skies throughout the day. High should be in the 40s. And tonight, remaining cloudy and lows back down in the 30s. Right now, 37 degrees at O'Hare, 39 degrees at Midway, and 38 degrees at Lakefront at WCKG.
Help.
It's 1:56. You got Patty Peach with a WCKG News update. Police in Japan reportedly plan to show that a religious cult had the tools to make the deadly nerve gas used in a recent subway attack. A Japanese newsletter say police plan to try to produce a sample of the gas using chemicals seized from the cult's compound. Well, the Oscars may be over, but the awarding continues. The Remington Company, which makes curling irons and other hair helpers, is out with its annual list of winning and losing hairstyles during the Academy Awards show. The recipients of Thumbs Up include Winona Ryder for the best shortcuts, Steven Seagal for the best hairline, and Holly Hunter in the up and combing category. The company gives thumbs down to, among others, Keanu Reeves for the worst design set and Sharon Stone for her brush with disaster. And Sally Field was deemed to have hair in most need of support. And when LaToya Jackson refused to undress in her debut at a Reading, Pennsylvania strip club, she got a serious dressing down from patrons. They threw beer cans and bottles on the stage and screamed, "Refund!" Later, police had to be called in to break up an angry crowd in the parking lot. Superstar Michael Jackson's older sister had billed her appearance at Al's Diamond Cabaret as the start of a new career, but she and her manager say she never agreed to take off her clothes. And in sports, Michael Jordan says he had a pretty good game Tuesday night in New York. Jordan scored 55 points, the highest total in his NBA this season, and Chicago edged the Knicks 113-111. Jordan also made the pass that set up Bill Wennington for the game-winning dunk with 3 seconds left. Looking at the weather, well, more of those cloudy skies, scattered light rain or drizzle. Low should be in the low to middle 30s, and continued cloudy throughout the rest of Wednesday. High should be in the mid-40s with northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Currently 37 degrees in O'Hare, 39 degrees in Midway, and 37 degrees at the lakefront at WCKG.